Saturday. I'm not supposed to be doing this on a Saturday. Alright, but I'm doing it because I just realized that it's Saturday and I already started. Alright, that's how my day is right now. Like, I'm tired. It is... It's 6:30 on a Saturday and I'm up going to work. I'd much rather be asleep right now, but I'm not. So, instead, I'm heading off to work and starting my day that way. I published the last episode. I apologize. It's short. I didn't add my intro, outro, the cow, the goat, none of that good jazz. I just said the heck with it, right? It's Saturday. I forgot to publish it on Friday. I'm sorry, you know? What can I say? It was just one of those days, guys. Enough is going on. And I was up late last night inputting people into the Little League database. And, you know, it's just time-consuming stuff, so just had to get it taken care of. So, yeah. Mighty Mighty Boss Tones this morning. You know, the impression I get. Which is all good, you know? I mean, granted, I skipped, like, 20 songs to find one that I was okay with. And I mean, okay, because I wasn't like feeling it this morning, you know. But this is what I landed on, so that's where it's at. So, yes, I did get my coffee. I had to stop at my Dunkin' Donuts to make sure I was running on Dunkin' today. But I'll tell you, yesterday I was at the ball field and going through concessions. And there's a lot of stuff to organize, so I'm kind of excited and eager to get into that. But aside from that point of view, I guess we had our first league meeting, so that's always good, right? And we're our first league meeting under the new committee, under my presidency, all right, my presidentialship. So, yeah. Okay, now this band is called Dinosaur Jr. Alright, and the song is called Feel the Pain. I don't think I've ever heard of it. Or them. Yeah. I don't know. We'll let them play for a minute. See what it is. Yeah, I really don't think I know him. So whatever. What are you doing this morning? Hopefully, maybe exercising your day, starting it off with a run, right? We need that. It's Saturday. It's a good way to start. For my kids, it's the first day of summer, and they are stoked to lay around and be useless members of society. And, you know, they teachers always tell you, or, you know, school people always say, you know, hey, your kids drop like 2 grade levels over the summer. And I'm just wondering, right? Your kid drops 2 grade levels over the summer because they're not doing school every day? Guys, I haven't gone to school in 20 years. Okay, we're not counting college, but I mean, I'm just saying. For most of us, right? It's been a while. You telling me I'm that dumb? I don't think so. I think perhaps there's something else they should be measuring, because it just doesn't, you know, it just doesn't add up, right? I ain't gone to school, I haven't gone to school in more than 2 years. I don't think I've gotten dumber. So, you explain that one to me. The little brain's just not able to keep it, because from what I understand, those things are sponges and absorb everything, which is why I can't say certain things around them, because they'll remember it and use it against me somehow. So, come on, let's find the logic, you know. And yeah, so you know, guys, I tend to get off track on remembering that this is the Just a Dad podcast, right? Now I'm talking to moms too. I'm talking to dads, cousins, aunts, uncles, grandparents, kids, whatever, right? I try to keep PG, but the point of view you're going to get is from the dad, right? The just because I'm just a dad. And I'm just going to give it to you the way I see it. I don't really have much of a filter. You could pretty much ask anyone who knows me. I'll tell you exactly what I'm thinking. I have no problem telling you the truth about whatever's going on. I'm kind of like one of those, you know, what do you call them? I don't know. But I don't care how you take what I have to say. Now, I care about your feelings, but I don't care what I'm saying about your feelings. Does that make sense? I'm going to tell you what you need to know. And I'm doing that for your own good. And if you don't like it, I apologize. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. It's just, this is how I feel about it. And I want you to know how I feel. And I'm not going to say I'm right because it's coming out of my mouth. I'm going to tell you, you know, I'm right because I am. But we both know where that realistically stands. So I don't worry about that. Because we're all old enough to be mature enough to take what somebody says and do what we want with it. So, I don't know if y'all know this. I've been passing by this one. Well, of course you don't know this. But I've been passing by this one place going to work. I don't know if they're building a hotel or what. But it just makes no sense. Why don't they put signs that say what they're building? You know? It's just irritating. So. Well, I'm thinking I'm working until about noon to 2 o'clock today, somewhere in there. That's not too bad. I got good people I work with, so I can enjoy it. It's just the, you know, sometimes it's hard to wake up and get focused on what's got to get done, you know? But, I don't know. Yeah, so I think I told you guys from my court case, everything went well. So, that was a positive. And this is just me recapping, right? Like, I can't remember. I'll tell you. I don't know about you other dads. I have a terrible memory. Okay, and this isn't just because I'm married and my wife's like, remember when I said that? I'm like, no, you never said that to me. And she's like, no, I swear I'm going to record our conversations. Do you guys hear that? Do your wives ever tell you they're going to record your conversations just so they can throw it back in your face whenever you say you forgot? Sometimes I feel like saying, hey, you know, can you show me a little grace and love here and understand that I'm human and, you know, got a lot going on? I know you guys, you women don't actually mean it like that, but man, like, give me a break. You think I want to not know what I'm thinking or talking about? If you talk to me about it, take the answer I gave you at that time. You don't need to ask me again. So, I don't know. Maybe write it down so I'll remember and make me sign it. Then there's no contesting. Unless you make me sign a bunch of blank papers and then I forget that I signed a bunch of blank papers and you just write whatever you want on there. Yeah. See, there's always a loophole. Always a loophole, people. So. But yeah. Totally forgot what I was talking about. So, I guess we'll just have to move on, right? Yep, so, to tell you guys about the time I got assaulted by this dude. He hit me with like we're in the grocery store, so he like hit me with, you know, butter and milk and stuff. Yeah, no, it's I know it's ridiculous sounding, but realistically, I mean, he's throwing milk at me, and I'm like, how dare he? Okay, that's a dad joke, guys. Okay, lighten up. It doesn't have to always be funny. Okay? The joke is that the butter and milk and stuff, that's dairy products. And I say, how dare you? Okay? Man. So I was fired from a job when I asked a customer if they wanted smoking or non-smoking. Apparently, the correct terms are cremation or burial. Is that better? Yes, you know it is. So, and yeah, I'm gonna ask that question every single time. Every single time. I think it's great. So, anyhow, guys, take a pause on this And I'll try to get back to you with a segment on my way home. And I don't know, I may have the kid with me. I think she works today, so we'll see how that goes. And yeah, we'll just have to teach her to say smoking or non-smoking. So, all right, y'all have a wonderful Saturday, and happy morrow, or good morrow, and I'll see y'all then.